Exclusive. Representative Tom Emmer warns Democrats may pass $1 trillion reconciliation bill after midterms as they face political nuclear meltdown. By Sean Moran on July 13, 2022. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, warned in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News that while Democrats are experiencing a total political nuclear meltdown, they might still try to pass a $1 trillion reconciliation bill after the pivotal midterm elections. Breitbart News cataloged Republicans' chances to capture the House majority during the 2022 congressional midterms. Emmer, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, chairman, said that, given Biden's historically low approval ratings, the GOP can capture any seat Biden won by 12 points or less in November. As Republicans remain poised for a landslide election, Democrats have been embroiled in internal squabbles over how to handle the remainder of their legislative agenda. For instance, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, wants to pass a $1 trillion reconciliation bill by the end of September, which may doom his signature bill, the United States Innovation and Competition Act, USICA. The bill aims to boost American competitiveness with China in advanced manufacturing and artificial intelligence. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, has promised to doom USICA if Democrats bring the reconciliation bill up for a vote. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, a leading Senate Progressive and Budget Committee chairman, slammed the USICA for serving as corporate welfare to highly profitable semiconductor companies. Sanders said, should American taxpayers provide the microchip industry with a blank check of over $50 billion a time when semiconductor companies are making tens of billions in profits? Resounding no, Sanders added. Now, even as Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, negotiates the $1 trillion reconciliation bill with Schumer, he says he will continue to be very, very cautious and warned that everything might need to be scrubbed to tame inflation. Anything that can be inflationary right now, 9.1%, should be a red herring, okay? Manchin said, according to Politico's Burgess Everett. Now, two moderate Democrats, Reps. Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, and Tom Suozzi, DNY, have said that they oppose the $1 trillion reconciliation, sometimes referred to as Build Back Manchin, if it does not include raising the state and local tax, SALT, deduction. As House Democrats only have a four-member majority, they cannot afford to lose a single member on a tough vote ahead of the midterms. Emmer said that the problem with the Democrats is that they fight with each other every day and it's a political nuclear meltdown on the Democrats. Emmer warned that Democrats may try to pass the $1 trillion reconciliation bill after the November elections, as they may lose their House and Senate majorities. He said, I think my bigger concern would be after the election for a reconciliation bill. You know, burning furniture because they've lost their majorities. That's when I'll worry about a reconciliation bill that will not solve the problems of everyday Americans. And they'll still have time between the election and the end of the year. The legislation would reportedly spend $1 trillion, cap spending on climate change at $300 billion, allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices, and may even extend enhanced Obamacare subsidies originally created under the American Rescue Plan, Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill. Extending the Obamacare subsidies would cost $220 billion, according to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO. Emmer said that the media and Democrats don't recognize and don't, frankly, respect the American public's intelligence. The American public is very intelligent. He added, the voters view Democrats as incompetent. And frankly, the voters see them as unable to solve the issues that are most important to them, and that's why they're gonna lose in November. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.